Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, October has been National Pork Month, and you're going to tell us exactly what that means to South Carolina and the unique partnership that's going on in the Palmetto State.
Well, you're right. Let's talk a little pigs and hog. You think pork, obviously, in South Carolina, we think about barbecue, but let's talk a little bit about what it means to our agricultural economy and jobs and for rural South Carolina.
All right, sir. And, you know, hogs are a big part of the South Carolina ag economy.
Well, they are. They're not, obviously, like they were 20 years ago. We still have 235,000 head in South Carolina and farm gate revenues, just a little over $34 million. I mean, obviously, hogs are like other four-legged parts of agriculture, cows, beef cows, dairy cows, and then the two-legged part, the poultry, and all of that together makes up animal agriculture in South Carolina, which is a vital part as much because they are a market for our row crop farmers and our soybean growers, so it's kind of connected.
Absolutely, and animal agriculture supports a lot of jobs and creates a lot of revenue.
Well, it does, and again, we just don't realize because we are quite scattered around, but about 16,000 jobs are connected to animal agriculture, and the revenue that comes through South Carolina's economy every year is about $2.25 billion. So it's not small, again, not where we were years ago, but really agriculture's, that's the trends we're having. Again, but our soybean farmers, and I'm one of them, we really appreciate having animal agriculture as our first market for products in South Carolina.
Absolutely. And now the pork and the soybean farmers have partnered to tell the story of the importance of animal ag through a program called Pork Powered by Soy.
That's right. It's a great combination. They've got some billboards up that I see traveling around the state, and that's really impressive. And one thing they did last year, and I didn't get over there for the Carolina Country Music Festival, but they had proof that pigs can fly. Now, I don't exactly know how they pulled that off. And then again, coming up this weekend for the South Carolina-Tennessee game, they'll be out for 3 hours at the Gamecock Village supplying product and answering some questions about pork industry and soybeans in South Carolina.
Absolutely. A great way to learn about farming in South Carolina, both animal and row crop.
Well, that's true. And we're never surprised by some of the questions we get at those. And I certainly appreciate the farmers coming to volunteer to give those answers again so that we take every chance we can to educate the public about agriculture in South Carolina.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.